Chapter 5, Ben and the Robin. Mary wandered through the many paths of the gardens. She wondered what the secret garden would be like and whether any flowers could live in a place shut up for 10 years. She went through an open door into yet another section of the garden and found beds for vegetables and fruit trees. There was nothing pretty about the cold, lifeless beds in winter. Presently, an old man with a spade walked through the door to this walled garden. He had a surly old face and glared at her. Mary merely glared back more fiercely. "What is this place?" she asked. "Kitchen garden," he answered. Then he grunted and pointed to a far wall. "There's more beyond." "Can I go there?" Mary asked. "If you like, but there's nothing to see." Mary didn't answer, but wandered on through several enclosed gardens. Then she saw a wall, with a bird perched on it watching her. The tiny bird had a bright red chest. When he saw her looking, he burst into song. Mary found she liked him very much. "Ah, you've met the cheeky little beggar," a gruff voice said. It was the old man from the kitchen garden. Now, with a slight smile for the bird, he spoke to the bird. "You must be courting to be out so early in the season." "What kind of bird is he?" Mary asked. "He seems so tame." "He's a robin redbreast, and they're the friendliest of birds. And that one is more curious than all the others," he said with a chuckle. "And he likes folks to talk about him." The bird seemed pleased. He flew right down to peck at the ground near the old man's feet. "What's your name?" Mary asked the old man. "Ben Weatherstaff," he answered. "And you're the little girl from India." Then he chuckled again. "We've got a good bit in common. We're both plain as a boot and sour as we look." "And we've got the same friend now," he said, gesturing toward the robin. Mary looked at the robin and spoke in a soft tone. "Would you make friends with me?" The bird looked at her in a friendly way, then ruffled his feathers and flew back over the wall. "Where does that go?" she asked. "Where is the door to go there?" "He lives in a garden there," Ben said. "And there's no door that you can find, and none that's any of your business. Get you gone and play now." Then the old man threw the spade over his shoulder and walked off without another glance or a goodbye.